The Connecticut Insurance Department has made a final decision on health insurance costs next year. As Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports, some plans won't see premium increases after all.
Insurance carriers had requested to raise their premiums from an average of 4% to as much as 18.9%. But state insurance officials say the costs for individual plans will remain virtually flat, and some will see a drop in price. The average increase for small group plans will be about 4%. Ted Doolittle is the state's healthcare advocate.
It's good to have the train slow down to not increasing so much every year. We, as a nation, have to turn this around and try to get the prices going and even the other direction into decreases.
Lynn Ide of the Universal Healthcare Foundation of Connecticut says these rate changes are a relief. She says the COVID-19 pandemic has made it especially hard for people to afford more healthcare costs.
We do know that many families in Connecticut lost income because of COVID or lost their jobs altogether and are now facing the prospect of being uninsured with no coverage at all.
The premium rates will apply to state-regulated plans, but not to those offered by large employers. Open enrollment this fall will be for health coverage starting in January. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.